Case number 11057, Dorothy P. Palmer, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Rose, west of Cleveland Avenue, being lot 41, block 4, within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
You did say Palmer, correct?
Yes. Say your name and address for the record, please.
Doug Tenley, 38836 Lincoln Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We're requesting a variance for this particular address. It's lot 41, block 4 in Cape Windsor Development. The existing trailer that's sitting there now is on the 5-foot setback, and the new house that's proposed, the Berica home, is going to be the same on that same setback.
Okay.
Let me see here. It says, do you have a unique circumstance or conditions such as irregularity? There's no unique circumstance to them. Or condition. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? No. Possibility that can the property be developed in strict conformity of the zoning? The property can be developed with the regular 10-foot setbacks, but the reason we're asking to put 5-foot offset is so we'll have more of a yard on the other side, and then a little bit more off-street parking. The variance, to have the more off-street parking, we'd have to have the variance to have the room on the side of the house on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Has difficulty been created by the applicant? No, there's nothing's been created. It doesn't affect the surroundings at all. Like I said, the house is already on the 5-foot offset, so the new house will be placed at the same. Substantially impaired, and it will not substantially impair or permanently impair the property. And the variance will not detrimental to public welfare. And that is going to be the lease modification, and the new house that's going in is a little bit wider than the existing mobile home that's there now. So that's more of a reason why we need more of the yard on the right-hand side for off-street parking. Because
mm-hmm.
that particular building in Cape Windsor doesn't allow any street parking at all.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the variance does afford relief. And I think that's it.
Okay. Let me see if any questions. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yes, it's your AC unit. You're asking for an 8-foot variance?
I'm sorry, you're asking for 8-foot, you said?
That's what it said.
No, we're asking for a 5-foot variance, but the air conditioned unit is going to be placed within that 5-foot variance. So.
Going to be 2 foot from this.
It'll property. Be 2 foot from the property line. The air conditioned unit itself,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Which is existing right now.
So what are you saying to me? What's your variance you want?
An 8-foot variance.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all right. So now my math's okay.
I'm sorry.
Why can't you put that unit on the other side?
Well, then it'd be like towards the front of the house. That's the front entry door on the right-hand side.
Oh, I'm saying on the right-hand side is the...
On the right-hand side, that would be the front entry door.
Yeah, and so...
To have the air conditioning setting over on that side just kind of makes it look... Don't make it look inviting.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, the existing house that's there now has the air conditioning on the left-hand side. And the house is already at a 5-foot setback.
So the house that is sitting there now also was in violation, is that right? You said it's in the same footprint.
It's been there for almost 40 years.
Okay.
Yeah. With that air conditioning
In that same spot?
In the same spot, that's correct.
Okay, it's a different ballgame now, right? And then you want a 5-foot variance for the home?
Yeah, it's normally a 10-foot setback, and we're asking for a 5-foot variance.
Right. Yeah, I know.
But yes, sir, the air condition would be within that area also, the side of the house, back to where it originally sits today.
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, on the AC unit, it's got here HVAC moved. On mine, you get that on yours? I got that on mine.
Yeah, I have that on mine. That's the reason I ask you, well, it's, you're looking for an 8-foot variance for an AC.
I'm sorry, it says it moved?
Yeah.
No, we were planning on putting the air conditioning unit back on that side of the house.
Okay. I saw that when he asked you that, and I saw HVAC moved. I thought you meant gonna move it to the other side, so you don't need that variance.
Yeah, we do need that variance. I don't know what plan do you have?
You see this here?
Survey dated July 25th.
Says HVAC.
Survey?
Yeah, the same one that I have, right.
Well, right there, it's got HVAC moved.
Moved, so I thought you, I didn't think you need the variance for that.
Sure.
That's what the question was about.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember putting that on that, unless the gentleman wrote that on when I applied for the variance, because I don't actually remember saying that we were gonna move that.
Well, the.
Because we were proposing to really put the air conditioning unit back on that side of the house.
Perhaps this might eliminate some confusion, Mr. Chairman. In the copy that I've got, there is a proposed, it says proposed AC unit in typeface, so it appears to be on the original survey. Right at where that 2 foot and there's an arrow. But then if you go down a little further past the 5 foot mark, there's another box, and then that's the one. Susan, is that the location?
That's the new location.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Now I'm with him also.
Okay.
Yeah, the location will be moved. Still on the same side of the house, but the location will be further up in front of the house.
Okay, so it was a violation before anyway.
That I'm not aware of, sir, because like I said, that's been sitting there for almost 40 years.
Okay.
And answer my question.
Yeah.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Trump, do you have any questions?
I did, Mr. Chairman. Just a few points. I notice here that there is a substantial amount of room on the right side of the property. I can't see where north, I guess on the north side of the property there. And can you explain, and I didn't quite catch it in your testimony, as to why the house couldn't be moved further to the north side? Is it just because of the parking issue?
For off-street parking, yeah, and then to keep off the 10-foot setback also. We were planning on putting a parking pad over on that side.
Okay.
So we can have off-street parking.
So I see you have a garage. Is that a one-car garage?
That is a one-car. Oh, well, it's a one-car garage, but we're also housing the hot water heater and the furnace inside the garage.
And is there a way you could put the air conditioning unit on that other side where the proposed parking pad would be?
We could, and that's what I was just stating a little earlier. It's just, it wouldn't be very, if you're coming off the street, off your parking pad, and put a sidewalk up to your front entry, that wouldn't be very inviting, really, to have a air conditioning unit sitting there trying to make that look nice, you know? So really, I mean, the thing that I'm proposing is kind of what's there now. It's just that I'm moving the air conditioning up towards the front of the house more.
The other thing that I notice here is there's a need for a rear setback, and it appears to only be a foot that's needed. Is that something that you are, is this the style of the house that it would have to fit kind of within the confines that we're showing here on the survey, or could it be shortened that foot?
Yeah, the setback's actually 20 foot, and we were fine for the setback there because the house size happens to be that it's a standard thing that you pick from Berica, and they have a standard, and it would just shorten one of the rooms on the interior of the house.
Now, when you went through the standards, I Was wondering if you could address the uniqueness again, because if my recollection served me right, you said that there was no uniqueness as to the condition, and that is a standard, and I was hoping you could clarify that response for the board.
Under the uniqueness, you know, do you have a unique circumstance or condition? Is that what you're asking?
That's correct.
Yeah. I had put no, and because I'm not, I mean, there's other lots that are beside that that actually are further towards the bulkhead than we're proposing. If you stay in the backyard and look up the row there, there's actually some that are closer than that. So, I mean, I'm not asking to go out anything further than anybody else. I mean, it's actually going to be less than what other people are.
Is this an unusually small lot?
Well, all the lots are pretty much the same size. They're 50 foot in diameter, I mean, 50 foot width, and 76, 77 foot in length.
Yeah. I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. I have, right, one more. Go ahead.
Tell me one more time why you can't move that air conditioning, and not just because it's not nice or it's not, you know, appealing to the...
The answer to your question is I can move the air conditioning unit.
Okay.
It's just that we were going to try to get it on that side where it's always been and just keep it out of the way of the front entry door, that's all.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So there's really no reason why other than... It was there before.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, any further questions?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion to take case number 11,057 under advisement.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,057 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Miller?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards again?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,057 has been taken under advisement. Sir, what that means. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Okay?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Case number 11,058, Foxera Inc., North